she?
No real harm done. She's got a nasty bump on the head, but she hasn't got concussion.
Thank the stars.
She's grazed and bruised and pretty shaken up, I'm afraid.
Oh, poor Impy.
Yeah, Dr. Saunders said that I've got to keep her in bed tomorrow just to be on the safe side. Oh, if I could get my hands on whoever did this to her!
We can't think like that, Elle. We need to think of Lacey. What can I do? What does she need?
Maybe you could do something. She's just lying there all huddled up. She doesn't want cartoons or her story tapes or her toys or anything. She's not even talking to Icky.
Stars, that's bad. Look, I'll go and see if I can get her interested in something.
Oh, that's right, sweetie. Maybe you can get her to take notes.
Impy? Impy, darling?
Don't worry, Bert. I want you to be quiet.
Will you let me stay here if I just sit beside you?
I suppose so.
You've got the curtains drawn. It's very dark. Couldn't we just turn your Rapunzel light on to make a little glow?
I don't care.
Cry, and then I'll cry, and then all the fingerlings will cry.
Not really, it's only pretend. But anyway, I can't help it. Oh, Bert, why does it have to be this way, Bert? Why does it have to be like this? Why do all the girls have to be so mean to girls?
I don't know, Lacey, loves. I wish I did. What made Skylar Harris's dad start on you in the first place? Things. You do your lessons at home. You don't talk with a Welsh accent because Mummy and Daddy don't. You're slim and dainty and you're quite tall for your age. You always wear pretty clothes, never jeans and clumpy sneakers. Those are just a few of the ways, Princess. Brothers and sisters, and I told you I was the good one. I helped Mum around our cube, looked after the little ones, helped Dad with the foraging. I even used to help some of my uncles when they went salvaging. Oh, that's going out to find old bits of wood or metal that we could use to build things in the colony.
You were very helpful.
Yes, I was. And when I wasn't helping, I was learning as much as I could out of books. Because my greatest ambition was to go to the Academy of Shauna Sharon and learn to be helpful there. Not just to my own kind, but to humans.
Like Mummy and Daddy and me.
That's right. Well, Impy, my family, especially my brothers, thought it was weird that I didn't want to spend any time messing around. Climbing trees, stealing food, flirting with femlings, fighting other boys, the normal things that boy leplings do. They started by just looking at me oddly, and then they started laughing at me. And then they started making fun of me, and then they started chasing me and bashing me up whenever they could. Yes, it was a bit. Well, there was this one day, Impy. I'd been really busy working from the minute I'd woken up. I'd just gone off into a patch of shady trees to have a nice read, when my horrible brother Tomo and two others, Rex and Arnie, jumped me.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes. They started by just walking around me, leering at me with their big, ugly faces, and saying things. I was used to that. It's a silly saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words can hurt terribly. But I'd learned not to show how much their mean words hurt.
I'll have to learn that one, Bert. I can't do that one. I just try.
It's something we all learn when we get older, honey girl. Anyway, they went on from saying things to doing things. They'd never dared do anything really awful. Mum would have been really angry if she'd found out. But they hurt me just bad enough to make me cry. And they ran off laughing. So you see, Impy, I do know how this feels. Well, when I'd picked myself up and wiped myself down, I zapped off to some thick woods I knew because I wanted to be on my own for a bit. I zapped into a thicket deep in the wood and just lay there on some deep green moss until it was dark.
Oh, what happened then?
Well, I was just thinking I'd better get back to help with the little one's bedtime when I saw a kind of silvery glow up in the air and heard a tiny tinkle of bells. I brushed the tears out of my eyes. I admit I'd been crying for a while. You know how I do. And looked up through the trees. And what do you think I saw, Impy?
I didn't know. What did you see?
You look tired, sweetie. Are you sure you wouldn't like to have a little sleep now?
No, but stop it. Stop being a mean, nasty, naughty, pointy little leopard. Come back and finish telling me the story.
Impy.
Well, I saw a little tiny coach, all made of silver, inlaid with mother of pearl. It was being pulled by four tiny horses. Their bodies were shining turquoise. Their long flowing tails were purple and silver. Their beautiful manes were pink and threaded with tiny silver stars and glittering gems. They galloped through the sky on glittering silver hooves, and cascades of coloured sparkles erupted from under their feet and floated down on the light breeze.
Oh, I wish I'd seen that. How beautiful!
Oh, it was, Impy. I watched the little coach getting lower and lower, the tiny silver bells tinkling on the gleaming reins. Finally, it alighted in front of me. The door opened, and out stepped the most beautiful fairy. She had the loveliest face you can imagine, with big, soft grey eyes that seemed to look right inside me. Long lilac hair, shimmering wings like violet petals, and a gown of deepest amethyst. She spoke to me in the gentlest voice I'd ever heard. "My name," she said, "is Fairy Sweet Thought. What is your wish?" Well, Impy, I didn't even think about what to wish for. I just opened my mouth and blurted out, "Beautiful fairy, I want to be the same as the rest of my family. I don't want to be different no more."
Oh, I wish I could see Fairy Sweet Thought too. I'd wish for the same.
Ah, wait, Impy, you haven't heard everything. Well, Fairy Sweet Thought smiled at me in a knowing kind of way. "I will not say whether this wish be good or bad, sensible or otherwise," she said. "But I will tell you that some have got their dearest wish only to rue the day they wished for it. And so I will grant your wish for 3 days. In 3 days I will return. And if this wish still seems good to you, then I shall grant it forever." And with that, she waved her magic wand. Well, nothing much happened. Fairy Sweet Thought smiled at me again. Then she got into her coach, shook the reins so that all the little bells jingled madly, and the beautiful little horses sprang into the air in a shower of sparkles.
And then what happened? Then what happened, Bert? Did you stay the same? Did you get different? Tell me!
Well, I went home, meaning to help Mum put the little ones to bed. Only once I got there, the noise of them crying and chattering went right through my head, and I found I didn't want to help. So I sloped off outside again. I saw Tomo, Rex and Arnie messing about, and I suddenly felt so furious that I started a fight with them. I did, Impy. Me, who never fought a field mouse before. I bashed them to bits. And after that, I started going about with them, taking apples from orchards, looking at fems, doing all the things they did. I thought I should be happy. Only I wasn't, because the little ones who used to come to me to play were scared of me. Mum kept looking at me as if she was so disappointed. Dad wouldn't trust me anymore. The further I got into the 3 days, the more I realised that, hard times and all, I liked being me.
So what happened? What happened at the end of the 3 days? Did you go back to find the very, very sweet fort?
You'd better believe it. On the 3rd day, I went to the woods and I waited for hours and hours. Finally, just when it was dark, I saw that glow up in the sky again. Down glided the coach with its beautiful horses, and out of it came the beautiful fairy Sweet Thought. "Well, Batalius," she said, "will you have your wish granted forever?" "No, thank you," I cried. "Please, please make me how I was. I want to be myself again. I like to be different." The fairy waved her magic wand and smiled the most beautiful sweet smile. "You have learned the hard way, my little friend," she said, "that there is strength in our differences. Sometimes we have to suffer for them. But if we strive to live in harmony with one another, help all we can and hurt no one, we can always know we have done our best and sleep with a clear conscience. If people treat us badly, it is their badness, not ours." And then she kissed my cheek like the gossamer touch of a butterfly's wing, stepped into the coach and was flown away. I've never seen her since, Impy, but I've always remembered what she said.
Oh, and I try to remember that too, but...
That's right, Impy. You go on being yourself. Never mind what mean people think of you, because all they'll ever be is mean. Always do the best you can and be a lovely girl like you are, and no one can ask any more. Now, how about you snuggle up and have a lovely sleep? Then I'll bring you in some tea and we can watch a film together after, if you'd like.
Yes,
oh, is he? Well, you sleep well then, the both of you. I'm off to make your favourite soup. Sleep well. I'll see you later.
Later, bud. You had heart disease. So does mine. Oh, my darling. It's better soon.